This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I find it hilarious, mesmerizing, a wonderful tool, yet I don't think I should have the ability to make AI-generated photos and videos.
You should not.
There should be laws against it.
Because you lie.
And I do it all the time.
All the time.
And I have a subscription now to ChatGPT. And
how much are you paying?
It's not that much, like $5 a month.
Only $5? Okay, that's good. I think like the GPT Pro is $20 a month.
But I use it almost every day to make funny videos, or not usually funny photos, where you can put. So here's an example. Yesterday, I was up preparing my deer hunting area, and some of the guys who I hunt with weren't up there, so I took a picture of the cabin that we hunt at, and I took a picture of the cabin, uploaded it to ChatGPT. I said, "Now put a huge buck, like right in the yard of our cabin," and it did, and it looked absolutely real. And I sent it to all the guys. I'm like, "Can you believe this? Holy, look at this deer in the yard!"
And they all believed it.
For a second.
Wait a minute. If you didn't tell them, would they have continued to believe it?
They know because I've already sent them a bunch of fake AI photos.
But if you sent it to me, I would
have. You would have no idea. And that's all fun and games, and I get nobody's getting hurt there.
Except for the book.
Except for the what?
I mean, if you was
right. Yeah. And again, I don't want to take away people's ability to do that, but yes, I do want to take away people's ability because
you do.
I have no ill intention with doing that other than making my friends laugh. Mm-hmm. But clearly people are going to have the opportunity and are doing it in nefarious ways. Most recently in New Jersey, where photos of monkeys on the loose prompted police to investigate, only to find out that these videos of monkeys invading trash were just AI-generated videos.
Mm-hmm.
So the cops show up. It's a big response. And ha, ha, ha.
On the news.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so the news broadcast it as if it were real?
They did. Hold on. I have to double check. Yes.
We're in a situation now where we saw this coming, by the way, because what did we talk about like years ago? Boy, this artificial intelligence and these fake deep fake videos, it's going to cause some problems in politics and elections. And guess what? Everyday life, because there has to be stronger rules for creating content that results in harm, even as such as this, where you have a police response suddenly to something that is not happening. And that needs to be found out, rooted out, and punishable significantly. But the problem is, I don't know if anybody is being held to taken to task about this.
God, no. Of course not. Nobody is, because it's probably almost impossible to find out
who created
it.
That's what I'm saying. Here's another thing. I send you videos all the time. I sent you a video
crazy
last week
stuff.
Of like John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
It was a video. It looked like it would have been from 1961 yes. or two, mm-hmm. where JFK is sitting down in an interview and suddenly this little kid runs up to him and sneezes on him. Mm-hmm. And JFK goes nuts. He says, Bobby, get your weirdo kid out of here. Yes. So that's RFK yes. Jr.
Yeah. Obviously all fake.
Correct.
All made up.
And
I knew it was fake because it was so silly.
But those videos are everywhere. Of dead presidents saying things and and Mr. Rogers and Tupac mm-hmm. Shakur. Mm-hmm. They're hilarious. Mm-hmm. My feed is flooded with that stuff. Mm-hmm. I laugh and then at the same second I'm terrified that sooner than later we're going to have a video that is going to be showing something horrible mm-hmm. committed by somebody mm-hmm. and that it's going to determine whether or not somebody's punished or arrested. And it's going to be completely fake. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but it's going to give cover for people who actually do horrible things that they can use an excuse now saying, oh, that's fake. Mm-hmm. We've already heard Donald Trump say it. Like, oh, that's fake. Like mm-hmm. the Ronald Reagan, the Toronto or the Ontario commercial that caused President Trump to say, oh, we're done talking to Canada. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, well, that was a fake video. No, it wasn't. That was from a real radio address that Ronald Reagan did. Mm-hmm. So we're in this area and we're now in it where reality, you know, before it was what is truth? Now it's what is reality?
Well, this has been very evident over the last 2 years with the war between Hamas and Israel. There were a lot of propaganda videos, a lot of fake photos that were seeping out that were being spread all over TikTok and all over social media, and it had a very detrimental effect mm-hmm. on
Absolutely.
How people perceived the IDF or Israel or Jews because of fake pictures and fake videos. They're so easy to make, and they are so hard to confirm whether they're real or not because they spread like wildfire if it is something that affirms what you already think. Oh, see, look at this video. Look at this, you know, this video of this atrocity. I'm going to share that. Look how bad the other side is that I don't believe, you know, and people share it. And these fake videos circulate the globe it's a snap of a finger when it's in the digital age.
Right.
And they've already done damage. The thing with the monkeys, that was silly and fun.
Silly, but until it's not silly and fun. And suddenly, instead of monkeys, it's a bunch of people killing each other.
That's right.
And we have cops showing up.
That's right. And by the way, the reports of wild monkeys were on PIX, which is Channel 11 in New York City, News 12 at New Jersey, and NewJersey.com. These are actual credible news organizations.
So they reported this as truth.
They reported that reports of wild monkeys were spotted this past week. That's what they said. There have been reports to animal control of spotted monkeys. So they were reporting to the public that there have been reports of this. Now, where is the truth? I guess if you look at those pictures as reports of them, somebody sent it to animal control and said, oh, look at this. That's true. But the fact that there were never actual monkeys is also true. There weren't any right. monkeys. So the report, again, is the news wrong when they say there are reports of this? They probably didn't follow up and say, we've never seen a spotted monkey because, you know, but the reports existed. So that really happened. Eventually, it all came out that, and thank goodness it all came out. Otherwise, people in New Jersey are still going to be going looking for the spotted monkeys.
Right.
They could have had the ruse on for a long time.
And that's on the newsroom because that's like saying, that's like leading a newscast with people are saying that this happened.
Yes.
No, mm-hmm. you still have to verify mm-hmm. that. And I don't, you know, it can become a news story that, hey, all these fake videos are, mm-hmm. that's a news story, but mm-hmm. you can't go on the air and say, well, there are reports of monkeys and here are some videos we found online of it.
Okay,
without verifying that it wasn't in fact happening.
Okay, so as a news person, I'm going to rely on you. You've been a news person more recently than I have. Officers with the Newark Police Department and animal control officers responded to reports of wild monkeys spotted this week, according to all of those news organizations. Mm-hmm. So the news organizations were reporting that the Newark Police Department animal control officers were responding to this. Is that still irresponsible of the news organization? Because the officers did respond knew it was fake.
You can report on that as long as you're reporting that these officers are responding to fake videos. You can't just go on
that yet. They didn't know they were fake yet. you know, the news organization. It's my understanding. Again, I'm all reading this in an article in People magazine. Mm-hmm. I haven't reached out to anybody at PIX.
No, yeah, you know, I get it.
In New Jersey.
And it's easy for me to sit here and criticize a newsroom, but...
It's interesting in as we think about our coverage of things in the future. Okay, if the Newark Police Department, you're hearing on the scanner that animal control, like you're sitting in the newsroom,
yep,
and the scanner is saying animal control in Newark is reporting mm-hmm. to reports of wild monkeys. If you're in the newsroom, you're going, guys, right. Animal Controls is reporting this. What do you want to do with it?
Right.
I mean, I guess you obviously you'd call
then you'd call the police and say,
they would
are
say
you
yes, we're responding to that. So, I guess that was still actually truthful.
Yeah, I mean, if the police are responding, you can report the police are responding to reports of monkeys based on mm-hmm. internet videos.
Mm-hmm. Based on internet video, yeah, or internet pictures. That's right. And then the public safety director in Newark told them officers have not located any monkeys. And the statement went on to say any photos or videos posted on social media regarding this incident are likely AI generated. Yeah. So the police, I guess, got hip to this and or somebody maybe analyzed the photo. See, that's it. Is there a way to analyze a photo to make sure?
Well, there better be. I mean, we need that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with the debate we've had over whether or not AI can help a student write a term paper, now that they've built the software, I've heard, to
test for that.
Test that and saying, okay, this isn't in fact,
there's like a
you
watermark.
Did not write this.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's like a watermark under it so you can see how much AI generation
we absolutely
the papers
need that.
Are have.
Absolutely need that.
Yeah. By the way, let me just continue with this crazy monkey story. This happened last Thursday, and the news outlet said it's still under investigation, but authorities preliminarily determined it was likely a hoax. And look, that happens. I mean, since there's been news, people have been trying to scam or
sure.
make a hoax. And sometimes news organizations go on and it's a hoax, and hopefully they correct it when they realize that they've been duped. But this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And to your original statement, Adam Carter should not have this much power
right.
to create fake bucks and, God forbid, monkeys that are, you know, crawling all over the garbage in Newark.
Or if I do that, it should say my name on it so they know exactly who created that.
Yes.
And maybe they have that power. But, boy, I find it hard to believe that we have the ability to determine who exactly is making these videos. Mm-hmm. Because it's funny when it's a fake deer or a fake monkeys, but you don't have to strain your brain too long to figure out how horribly this could go.
There's going to be an AI conference at St. Thomas that I was reading about with our professor Manjeet Rege. I'm going to reach out to him and get him on the show to answer these
questions.
How
do we determine fake videos?
Yeah.
Other than, okay, that's obviously fake, but I had a lot more faith in our citizens that they would be able to determine those fake videos than they do, because I see it all the time on Facebook, people sharing things that are just blatantly false and obviously didn't happen. And these people think that actually happened.
Well, but you can't, hold on. You can't blame the people.
True.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
I
want to blame the people.
It is,
No,
I'm saying the viewers
no,
of this information.
No, I know, because I'm going to get duped too.
We are going to get duped. You can't blame. Let's take a break. We'll continue this conversation in just a moment. Think about...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
War of the Worlds.
Right.
And how Orson Welles tricked, duped so many people into thinking.
Just a radio show.
That was a radio, a terrestrial radio show. And people fell for it. And why wouldn't they? Because they were used to believing what they were hearing.
Right.
So I certainly don't blame them. But the technology now, you know, don't believe it unless you see it. You can't even believe what you see.
Can't believe
now.
What you see anymore. That's what my point is like we've entered the area where we really have no determination of truth.
So then the question becomes, who is responsible for determining the truth? If we as citizens see a picture and we think it's real, for example, this texter just sent in, I just saw a platoon of zombies attacking the Walgreens down the street.
Yeah.
You know, you can make a picture of a platoon of zombies attacking a Walgreens in downtown Minneapolis.
Right.
You absolutely could do that. So is the regular average person supposed to determine? I mean, that would be crazy. But the monkeys, wild monkeys, that's not that crazy.
Or Antifa attacking a Walgreens.
There you go. So how then? And the rules of journalism, at least when I was in J school, which was a long time ago, was you needed three sources. Younger journalists have told me they learn two sources to back up. Am I wrong? Is it two sources?
It was two when I was kind of still doing that.
Okay. So like we had to find, three other sources that were either willing to go with the story or that would have confirmed, you know, whether your sources, the police department or whomever. You had to find three sources to back up something if you were going to go with it. Do you think this will change the rules of journalism? Because WPIX and Channel 12 New Jersey and NewJersey.com didn't independently. And I'm not, this isn't even, I'm not even blaming them. But they didn't independently say these pictures are real. Like, what was their responsibility here, and how will journalism change once these pictures and videos become so rampant?
The problem is, like, we don't need the middleman anymore, though. We don't need the TV station to tell us those videos are already out there.
I see.
Because most people, if they're under the age of, 45...
That's they're not watching TV.
And that's where they're getting the news anyway. They don't care that the TV station's reporting it.
That's right.
Because they're seeing those videos already. And that's direct-to-person news coverage, even though it's coming from, in this case, fraudulent sources. And if we're policing ourselves on that, we're not going to do the job.
No.
I mean, you and I think, okay, well, we're in this business, so we can determine what truth is from
it's
not.
Hard.
Let me tell you something. Every day it gets better. I mean,
those monkeys look real
every day. It gets, and again, it's the obvious one. Well, I know Ronald Reagan is dead, so I know that Ronald Reagan wasn't walking through a Popeye's sandwich place. But what if it isn't somebody? Now it's going to be people who are still living doing things that they really didn't do.
It already is, and it's been weaponized, certainly, as psychological warfare.
Yeah.
It has, and propaganda.
Right.
It's definitely been weaponized.
By foreign governments, too, to influence us.
But this is, I feel like we're on the precipice, though, Adam, because I haven't seen a rash of news organizations picking up on necessarily like a fake picture like this one. I haven't seen that yet. Have you? Have we done like any major faux pas? Where
I don't think so. I'm sure it's happened. With smaller organizations, but no, I mean, I still have, whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC or CBS, ABC, I still trust those news organizations that they're large enough that they can determine whether something or not is fake and then have the ability to check on it in a timely manner to determine, yeah, that's not even worth our time even considering that.
Yeah, I guess this is sort of a wake-up call for me. As someone who deals in news, I'm not a news person anymore. I'm just a talk show host. But like, it really is, even if I was reading PIX or if I was reading NewJersey.com, like I would think that's a credible source and maybe go, hey, Adam, did you hear this crazy story out of New Jersey? And we'd talk about it on our show, but it would all be fake. And I would not only be embarrassed, that would be irresponsible of me. So I guess it's just a gut check for me and you. That's why this story kind of hit me a little hard. Like, we really need to be so diligent and so careful. And if it's crazier than, I mean, the news is crazy now, but you and I need to really be on alert. And
we have to do it ourselves, too, because there's so many people that want things like this to be true. And then they share it thinking, aha, this proves what I believe.
Yes.
And it doesn't. And then there's really no punishment for doing that.
Correct.
Other
for
than
sharing.
Hey, that's a fake. Oh, sorry. And I'm not saying no. If you share something that's fake, you should automatically be thrown in jail. I'm not saying that. But we've got to figure out a way to dissuade people from either creating things that are fake, and then we as consumers from sharing that.
So how do you teach that is the question. How do you teach being a responsible digital citizen and being a responsible citizen of humanity? Well, there is a program in Jim Ramstad's honor that is currently being taught at a local Y. We're going to see if they are teaching these kinds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of responsibilities next.
I say this all the time. We need more people like Jim Ramstad in places of power. What do I mean by that? I mean people who are moderate in policy and willing to work with people across the aisle, or people who are not of like mind on a variety of topics. Compromise. I bring it up because I was just made aware, even though it's been around for a little while, of a place that teaches our young people to be more like Jim Ramstad, meaning civilized and, you know, ethical. And I want to bring into the conversation Amy Anderson, who is the executive director of the Jim Ramstad Center for Youth Voice. Amy, thank you so much for taking the time. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tell us about this organization, how long you've been around, and really what you're trying to do with our future leaders in this country.
Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it. So the YMCA Center for Youth Voice has been around for a long time. We run programs like Youth in Government and Model United Nations and Students Voting and the mock election and stuff, the stuff we do to help young people get involved in civics. Jim Ramstad Institute for Civility and Youth Leadership came about in 2022. After Jim passed away, his widow, Catherine, who'd been a longtime general board member at the Y of the North, wanted to do something to sort of honor his memory and continue his legacy, as you pointed out earlier. And so got together with us at the Center of Youth Voice and decided to create this institute, the first ever youth-focused institute at the Y, to do exactly what you said, to create more young people who act like Jim Ramstad. She said people come up to her all the time and say, we need more people like Jim. So we thought this was a good way to lean into helping to be intentional to make that happen.
How do you teach civility?
Well, you practice it. You let them practice it. You give them examples. They don't oftentimes see examples on the news, on social media, in public right now. And so what we try to do is show them that there are other ways to engage with one another. Our youth and government program does that naturally and has for 75 years, where they debate bills and policies and issues during the day, and then they come together at night and they sing karaoke and they play in bouncy houses and they have cotton candy and, you know, that ability to see each other as human, as friends, to build friendships, and then to realize that policies are determined by, in many ways, what your life experience. What you feel about a policy is determined by how you have experienced that issue in your life. And people can have disagreements on how those policies should be enacted and see each other as human beings still and as potential friends. And so we try to do a lot of that role playing and that ability to give them that chance to do that.
Jim was such a great example of that. And sadly, Jim is no longer with us. But there are so few people in that mold now, specifically not only in Congress and the United, you know, in Washington, but here even in Minnesota, where it seems that the more successful, to be successful in politics, you have to be all the way to the left or all the way to the right. Whom do you look towards as role models for these young people? And do you get folks like that to come in and talk to these kids?
You know, we do. We are always looking for role models. Last Thursday night, we actually had an event to fundraise for the Institute at Catherine Ramstad's home. And we brought in former Representative Patrick Kennedy and Dave Wellstone, son of Paul Wellstone, to talk again about sort of what they learned as leaders. So as they were watching Jim do his thing in Congress and do his thing in the Minnesota House that he was involved in, and talk about that and talk about what the world would be like, what the world was like at that time, and sort of what they saw, one of the things that made Jim so remarkable was that he just was so humanizing and so constituent focused that he's well known. The stories of him, you know, reaching out and just no matter who it was, sitting down and wanting them to tell him their story. And then he would get passionately involved in that and interested in all of that. And so we don't even just stick to politicians, but we just talk to people about listening. How do we listen to one another better and not just always have to jump in and prove the point? So who does that well, trying to show both in person, bringing some speakers in and on videos, you know, bringing in videos and letting them, and then really letting them engage with one another and practice the art of both storytelling and telling your story and then listening to other people's stories.
We're speaking with Amy Anderson. She's the executive director for the Center for Youth at the YMCA. Amy, who's taking your classes? Who are your students?
So we serve about, so the Ramstead Institute actually is focused on our youth elected officers and appointed officers. So we have about 200 young people every year that we go through a year-long sort of training process. And those young people then lead our conference programs, Youth in Government Model United Nations, for about 2,000 young people from across the state. So the 200 help to lead the 2,000, and we're hoping that every year that critical mass of kids is going and learning the skills to go back out into their communities and demonstrate these leadership skills. So we have kids from all over Minnesota that come. We're growing back again after the pandemic, but have now reached 1,600 that are going to come to our youth in government in January and another 800 in Model United Nations in April. And we're always looking for more. If I could have my way, every young kid in the state would participate in this program and both learn some of the skills and get more excited about what they could accomplish if they came together to make the change they want to see.
How difficult is it to teach civility and teach compromise in an age where, you mentioned social media, where the kids are bombarded with messages, and often those messages are like, it's my way, or it's I have the hot take here, and it just seems that even the nature of that information, how it's given to them, is not able to convey a civility to it. How difficult is it in this age to teach that?
I mean, it's not easy. You're right that most of their lives, what they see demonstrated and what they sort of the world they live in is not about listening to others' perspectives, right? We have a place we're living in a world right now where people are really concerned about getting their own perspectives out. And so, again, that notion of intentionality, it doesn't just happen naturally. So we really have to create scenarios and situations. We have another program called Respectful Conversations in Schools, where we literally teach people how to speak from your own experience, focus on what your concerns or hopes are for a situation, and then ask questions of genuine interest. What is a question of genuine interest? It's ones that's designed to hear more about something you've heard, not to get your point out, but to listen. And that notion of perspective taking is so critical to civility, because we just have to understand that people different than us are not, don't have to be demonized or aren't our enemies. They just probably had a different experience that led them to their beliefs. And so if we can understand, we don't have to agree. We don't have to change our mind, but we have to see others as human and deserving of that same respect and civility that we would like to see for ourselves.
Amy, you mentioned if you had your way, you would teach this to all of the kids in Minnesota. Is there a partnership with our schools and our public schools and our charter schools? I mean, is there a possibility for that? Because these should be basic tenets of growing up. These are learning. We should be teaching this in the school. So can you partner? And is that in the works for you guys with the schools?
You know, I will say, just to give the schools all the props, I'm a big fan of schools. They are doing a lot on their own, but they can only do so much, right? Their days are really full trying to get through the state standards and just dealing with all the things that teachers have to deal with at the time. So what I feel good that the Y is able to do is to create those partnerships. And we are continuing to grow those all the time, looking for ways to partner with school districts. It's always kind of competing, you know, time and resources for the kids as well. Kids are really busy, and not every kid wants to come to a government program, fake government program. So it's a program of attraction. We try to get some kids involved and some teachers involved, and then often those grow peer-to-peer because one kid says, hey, this was really cool. I got to do this. We bring them, our youth in government happens at the Capitol, so they get to sit in the Capitol seats and spend time actually doing a model legislature and seeing those things, and they walk out of that feeling like they know more than a lot of the adults in our state in terms of how things and changes get made. So We're always looking for partnerships with schools, always looking for ways to kind of get the word out and to find ways to allow everyone to participate in this.
I am a product of youth in government. I was in youth in government when I was in the early 90s when I was in high school. And you're right. It was so cool to be able to go to the Capitol, and you wrote legislation and you were in committees and you learned how the sausage is made. And do you have any success stories on members who were or kids who were in youth in government who did go on to actually be lawmakers or high profile people in our government?
Okay, so I have countless examples, but because again, we have 50,000 alums.
Yeah.
50,000 young people have gone through this program in the 70, almost 80 years that it's been going on. So, you know, without, we could take hours and talk about all the success stories. And again, some went into corporate law, some went into, it's not just going into politics, right? Learning leadership skills takes you into radio, clearly, it sounds like, if, you know, in terms of.
I didn't listen too much. This is why I'm in radio, Amy, but.
But we have a number of young people who still identify themselves very proudly as youth in government alums or roles. Andres Folk, who's running for Hennepin County Attorney.
Sure.
And he's going to yell at me for probably ousting him, but he was a youth governor in 1995. We have a woman named Dow Jensen, who just established a scholarship in honor of her daughter. She was a youth governor in 1993 and has gone on to run a tech company. And so, you know, there's these people, and it's what's amazing to me is that they'll come into a public space, and within a couple of minutes you say, I work for the Y, I work for youth in government. They say, I was in youth in government, or I was a youth secretary of state, or I had this bill about this. So it is really empowering and life-changing for a lot of young people to understand, like you said, how the sausage is made and really how decisions get made, and to feel like they could have a hand in that in whatever sector they go into when they leave.
I think this is a fantastic program. It needs to be everywhere. Amy, we want to leave you with the last word. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners or the kids or the parents?
You know, just that if you find this exciting as well, we think this is something that's resonating really strongly right now with people. It doesn't take very much for me to say, do you feel good about how things are right now? And most people sort of shake their head and to say, you know, here's something we can do. We can lean into this. What's the alternative? We can either just go to close our eyes, or we can sort of lean into trying to embody in these skills and this motivation for the next generation to do it better. And we all think that they probably can. So to give them that chance and to give them the skills to be successful is what we're trying to do. And come to our website, give me an email. You know, happy to find more ways to partner and to bring this to more kids.
Amy, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. I'm sure Jim Ramstad would absolutely love what you all are doing in his name. And thanks for sharing it with our audience today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
It's 11:47. We'll be back after this.
Great story.
11:51. That would be your Lindus Construction time check. Time to protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters built to last. Yeah, I say we need more people like Jim Ramstad again. And somebody, a texter, pointed this out. Those people still exist. Unfortunately, the positions of power available to those people are few and far between because we've gerrymandered districts. There are less than 20% of all congressional seats are actually competitive because we've gerrymandered our congressional districts into ones that are only available to either Republicans or Democrats. And
Adam, tell that story.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it.
Share the Jim Ramstad story. The
reason why, too, Jim Ramstad hits close to home with me. I met him a few times over the years when he was a member of Congress. And when I started here in 2001, I was working strictly in the newsroom, and I was working like weekends. So I would work Saturday and Sunday afternoon, evening news shifts. So it was not unusual back then to have politicians, even on weekends, come in to be in studio with our hosts. Republicans, Democrats, they all came in just because they were a phone call away. And CCO, let's be, you know, CCO was still
CCO.
The big stick. They come in and talk. So I was working in the newsroom one of these weekend evenings, and Jim Ramstad came in. He was going to be on one of the shows. So I was taking him in and going to lead him back to the studio. I said, Mr. Ramstad, Adam Carter just started in the newsroom here not long ago. And he said, Adam Carter, man, I heard you driving in, and I've heard you before. you have such a presence. And how old are you? I said, I'm 26. He's like, my goodness, you just remind me of a seasoned news person, and you just, what a presence you have. And he didn't have to do that. And he just made, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a United States congressman telling me that. And I was just, that blew me away that that guy would say that to me and just be so friendly. And I always, and just then how he carried himself, and he had partnerships with Democrats on things. He was a Republican. He represented a district that is a swing district. And just like the people who followed him in the third district, they kind of have to have that balance. But it was just about doing good for the sake of good, not is my team going to be better off because of this, or can I hurt the other team by doing this? It was, I'll work with whomever to get things passed and get things accomplished, because we're all here for the betterment of this country. And we may have differing views on how we get there, but we have to work together in that. And that sentiment is barely exists anymore. And I'm so thankful that guest came on to tell the great work that they're doing in his honor, which he would have loved, I'm sure. And it's not only teachers, or it's parents too, teaching civility, right? I mean, we have to be civilized. We have to be civil if we want. And being civil isn't about, this is my view and I'm stating my view and I don't have to listen to your view. It's about, okay, explain to me why your view is your view, and I want to know, so I want to understand why you're coming at it from your way.
The reason I asked you to share the story, because Adam shared it with me during the commercial break, and I thought it was so sweet, and also to prove that words really matter.
Yes. Yeah.
That was, what, 25 years ago,
25
Adam?
Years ago, right.
I mean, you were a baby.
I can still see him. Yeah.
And his kindness, his words, he has since passed, may he rest in peace, but his words stuck with you, and it not only made you feel good, but it also, you know, empowered you in your own way to continue to do what you do. But also the fact that you mentioned this, you could call up a U.S. congressman or a senator and get them on the phone, or get them to come into the studio.
Yeah.
It's not like that
not
anymore.
No.
We have to go through our producers, excuse me, not us. We're just the talk. We're just the voice. Our producers, like Josh and David, have to go through so many steps of planning and replanning and getting them at the right time. Oh, okay, but I only have 6 minutes, and I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. You know, the idea of being a public servant is changed.
Right.
And even your idea of I'm not going to listen to you and this is going to be my way, I was thinking, not for public servants, this idea of a civility class like they're teaching at the Y. Let me tell you, you need that to stay married.
Yes.
You want to be in a relationship.
Right. It's not just everything's politics, right, when it comes down to it. Yeah.
You need civility in your life. Yeah. If you think you're going to have a boss and you're going to say, well, I'm going to do it this way from now on, you are not going to last long in that job very much. And or be the boss and say, well, we do it this way, and not listen to your employees. Again, it's not going to be a civil workplace. Mm-hmm. So the idea of civility, not only in politics and is necessary and just relevant right now. And thank you for sharing that Jim story, because I didn't get to meet the man.
Oh, great dresser too. The guy at Brooks Brothers Club. Oh, yeah. Dressed to the nines. Oh, he's such a great guy. Handsome
so
guy.
Good.
Adam,
so
the only reason Mr. Ramstead said those good things to you was because he wanted your vote. Career politicians campaign all the time. No. Because, A, I didn't live in his district, so I couldn't vote for him if I wanted to.
He didn't know.
And you could say that because, you wanted you to give him good news coverage. That had zero to do with it. He was just a genuinely good person.
And Adam was just out there getting him in for the interview. You
Correct.
Weren't even interviewing him.
I wasn't
interviewing
him.
He was going on someone else's show.
Some guy working the news desk at, 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. It had nothing to do with.
And by the way, it is true that people can say nice things to other people
without
and be civil without an agenda.
Yes.
That's true.
Shocking.
What?
Yeah. Let's all do that today. Let's say something nice to somebody on the street.
Yes,
pay it forward.
In honor of the memory of Jim Ramstead, I definitely think we should do that.
All right.
Joshy, thank you.
Yeah,
for
thanks,
the week.
Josh.
Josh has been filling in for David. You've done a great job. Thank you so much for the support that you've given our show for the week.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Josh. And DJ will be back tomorrow, and we'll be back tomorrow too as well. So have a great day.
Have a great day.
Chad is coming up next, and enjoy your day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.